drink some more. I want to get drunk off my ass.
Hi, this is Cruella.
Hey, this is Nicky Romero.
Yo, what's up, guys? This is Cash Cash.
Hey, guys, this is Tritonal.
Hi, I'm Sonnery James.
And I'm Ryan Michano.
Ready? One, two, three.
Hey, this is Ben Benassi, and this is
the Beats and Booze Podcast.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Beats and Booze. Today we are joined by our guest Danny Avila, and I am DJ Dramos, and as always I'm joined by Spirito.
What up?
And Flips.
Yes, sir.
And we are very excited because we have
this
is very exciting.
exciting, actually.
It's
not even joking.
Yeah, we sound like we're joking, but we're legitimately
excited
about this.
This is not a joke.
So we have our liquor sponsor, Cavada Vodka, and our rep in the building. How you doing, man?
I'm doing well.
So, dude, we've been drinking shitty alcohol on this show for fucking 20 plus episodes at this point.
Basically.
Yeah, and we're super excited about this right now. So tell us, anybody who's not familiar with Cavada Vodka, just kind of give us...
So you're in the bio
question? The Dramos question on bottles.
Dude,
I love it.
It works for everything.
Let's do it.
Give us a quick rundown of the brand and kind of what anybody's not familiar with it, what they should know.
Well, Cavada Vodka is 5-time distilled ultra-premium vodka imported from France.
Yep.
With the original illuminated bottle of vodka. So when you see us in the nightclubs, you can definitely tell us apart from everybody else.
Absolutely.
That's a very pretty bottle. It's a very pretty bottle.
You know, we believe in lighting up your life. You know, that's what we want to do with our spirit. Light up your life.
I love that. Yeah, no, we're all like obsessed with this bottle. If you guys can't see it at home, obviously, because it's a podcast, but...
You can see it on my Snapchat.
Yeah,
not on your Snapchat, on our Instagram.
You can see it on everything
These bottles literally light up.
No joke.
Yeah, no joke. You know, actually, before we go in, let's take a shot of this, right?
Let's do it.
What do we have?
We have one poured out.
The raspberry pomegranate?
We're drinking the Cavada Pink, which is our infused vodka with strawberry, pomegranate, and raspberry flavors.
Yep. Nordic berry strawberry.
Yeah, Nordic berry.
That's on the bottle.
Very, very, very rare berry that comes from the Nordic region.
We're going to get so many chicks from this. So many chicks.
Do you know we have Nordic berry vodka? Not just regular berry?
All right, let's do this. Cheers, fellas.
Salute.
All right.
Oh, man, I should have Snapchatted it.
That is really fucking good.
It's really good.
Wow. Yeah, wow.
I can taste the Nordic in the berry.
It stands out.
I can definitely taste that it's from the Nordic region.
That's right.
And not another region where berries are made.
Jesus.
This is amazing. No, this is actually really fucking good. Shots of vodka are usually pretty brutal.
Yeah, I'm not a vodka guy.
Which I don't think any of us really are like vodka guys like that. But dude, this is really good. That was delicious.
It was a lot better than the rum we had last week. Yeah. That was the same flavors. Yeah. It was like syrup.
Oh, that amazing tequila that drove us.
Yeah, that was really good.
No longer will we have to go to that shitty liquor store down the street and take their recommendations. No, this is really good. So this imported from France.
Is it imported from France?
Yeah. So where are you guys actually based out of?
We're based out of New York, but we're available in New York, New Jersey, Florida, and Las Vegas.
Perfect.
That's the perfect places.
The only places that I need to visit. Literally the only places I visit every year. New York, New Jersey, Florida, and Las Vegas.
This is tailor-made for Dramos.
God, this is amazing. Amazing. So anything else people should know about this? Is there like a chain that you guys specifically kind of usually distribute to or anything?
We're in Total Wines.
Okay.
We're on liquor wine warehouses.
Nice.
And your socials too. Give away your socials.
Check us out
at Cavada Vodka for our Instagram.
Yep.
And also our Facebook.
Nice. And that's Cavoda.
There's an accent mark over the O, but on social media, I don't think you have. You can't. That's too much effort.
It does not translate over that way. Yeah, so that's awesome. And thank you so much for bringing this up. We really do appreciate it, man.
No problem. Enjoy.
Thank you.
Light up your life.
All right. So this is awesome, man. So Cavada Vodka, go check it out. This shit is delicious.
Yeah, get lit with the lights.
We're going to get fucking ripped off of this. Yeah.
Pretty much.
So we're going to get some music from today's guest, Danny Avila. This is his song, Tronco.
Tronco.
All right. I'm assuming it's Spanish, right, guys?
Guys, we might have lied. We might have had a few shots before the show.
Putting accents on everything today.
Yeah, fuck it. It's doing its job right now. All right. So, this is Danny Avila with Tronco on the Beats and Booze podcast.
Lee Corsten.
Hey, this is Gareth Emery.
Hey, this is Modi, and follow the show on Twitter and Instagram at Beats and Booze.
Let's get jacked up!
All right, that was Danny Avila with Tronco. I'm assuming we're saying it right.
It's definitely not right.
Definitely not right.
Textbook Spanish. This is my mom be proud.
Dramas was a Spanish major.
So we're gonna.
I only passed Spanish because I cheated. Yeah, that's about it.
Sounds about right. so we're gonna get into now like a friend of the show.
Big fan of the show.
I feel
big
like he's a friend of the show. I feel like he's a friend of the show at this point.
I mean, we just.
But yeah, so if you don't know by now, it's Dylan Francis that we are all
Dilly.
Have man crushes on.
Pretty much.
He just put out a fucking.
I'm not ashamed to admit it.
Hilarious Vine video. Apparently, he got his first platinum plaque.
I honestly feel bad for him though, because that's got to be so fucking frustrating.
Actually, I'm so glad it happened.
Let's play it first.
It's born this amazing.
Check it out. Let's play the clip.
So set up. Dylan Francis got his first platinum plaque, and this is what happened.
So someone on Twitter just pointed out something very funny. Someone fucking misspelled certification. Whoever made this. You had one fucking job. You had one job! It's cool, guys. It's cool. I'm really happy that my first platinum record says Certificate Chowin. Certificate Chowin? What the fuck? Whoever made this could fucking blow me. Proofread your shit. God damn it. Fuck you, Gerald.
Who's Gerald? Is it what I want?
Gerald is his like stuffed pinata.
Yeah, that he just has in his house.
That's right.
Corner. It's in the
that's
corner.
Right. Yeah, yeah. I forgot about that.
Fucking Gerald.
I immediately followed him on fucking Snapchat when I watched these.
Yeah. He is fucking hilarious.
I was literally dying in my office watching that. But like, my coworkers walked by and were like, "What the fuck are you watching?"
How would you feel though if that happened to you? Like,
that's
dude, because that's like that's such a big like.
It's a huge moment.
Yeah, in your life, and then it's like that's the type of shit that would happen to me. I feel like.
Yeah.
You know, I would.
Oh no, it would happen to me. Forget about you.
It actually did. It happened to me. I had
you had a platinum record.
You had
platinum
record. No, shitheads. I'm saying.
No, you're barely a fucking DJ.
It's my fucking my first round of business cards back in the day.
Yeah.
The fucking idiot misspelled photography. He forgot an O in the word photography, and I didn't fucking catch it, so I had like 10,000 fucking business cards with the word photography misspelled. So I was just like, I prayed to God that nobody ever caught it, but it's all right, whatever.
It's okay.
It's a little bit worse on a platinum record.
God, I can't even imagine. It's that's pretty hard. Pretty poor guy.
I know.
I'm
sure his label will make up for it and get him a new one.
I mean, it made for a funny video, so we can't really complain about that one.
You ever see the ones where he's like yelling at his mom?
No.
Oh, God. God, those are
they're
funny.
Snaps?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
My God. I'm late to the...
Gerald's in those, too.
I'm late to the Dylan Francis snap game.
You got to get on that.
He's such an interesting character. So why don't we get some more music from our guest, Danny Avila. He's going to be joining us here after the break.
Right after this fucking break.
Yeah, right after. This is a song with Flips. How do you say this name?
Tuhamo?
Oh, come on. Say it like you were saying it before.
Tuhamo.
Tuhamo.
How was it? It's you.
He said it like
the
that.
One saying it like
no,
that.
I didn't.
This isn't Jonas Bleh.
Jonas Bleh.
This is Tuhamo and Danny Avila with the song Cream, not to be confused with the Wu-Tang Clan classic.
No.
Here on the Boots and Boots.
Boots and Boobs podcast.
What show?
Here on the Beats and Boobs podcast.
Shake it down. Get down. Get down. shake it down.
By Danny Avila and Tuhamo. We got Danny in studio. What's up, dude?
What's up?
How's it going?
Good, 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 very good.
Yeah, how you feeling? You went out last night.
I did for a little bit. Yeah, we went to see Steve Aoki. He played at Lavo. It was good to see him. Good show.
Yeah.
Arrived yesterday, so we pretty much went from the airport
right to the club. Yeah, that's the best way to do it. Yeah,
it's always the best way to do it.
Does he do the cake stuff when he's at Lavo?
He did last night because it's, you know, Lavo's a pretty small club.
I know.
And I didn't know if he was gonna do it, but he did. He did.
How many cakes does he usually do? I don't think I've ever seen him like live in a setting like that.
I'm sure he's done up to like 100 at a show.
I saw him in AC, just nonstop cakes.
He just,
nonstop. Last night he did around, I don't know, 6, 7. he could have done like 40.
All right, yeah, just kept throwing them. Yeah. So let's get a little bit, let's do the Dramos question.
Yeah.
For those of you who aren't familiar, you want to give the listeners a quick bio, where you're from, what you're about?
So my name is Danny Avila. I just turned 21, which is good news.
Yeah, for here in the States. But I mean, I'm sure you were out at clubs and shit before that.
But I'm finally legal,
right.
So
that's now it's
good.
Legal.
Yeah, I'm from Spain. I was born in Madrid. I was raised in Marbella, like a small town in the south of Spain. Started making music when I was around 15. Started DJing like 1 year before. Played instruments before that. I played the guitar, the violin, the piano for 4 years.
Right.
So I've been involved in music for a pretty long time. And I started touring, I think, when I was like 16. Wow. You know, like small shows in Spain. And then, started getting a little bit more.
That's still like super young to be like touring around.
Yeah, definitely. I never got like a really huge break through or something. Mm-hmm. It was like very step by step. So it felt like, I've been doing this for a few years, so.
Right. I mean, you started at 16. What was that kind of like? You know, take us through that. You're 16. You're playing these like major clubs in like Ibiza and stuff like that. Oh, perfect. We have someone from Spain. How do you say Ibiza? Is it Ibiza?
You can say however you want.
We have this argument every time on every episode.
In Spain, would say Ibiza.
Right.
But when I'm speaking English, I say Ibiza.
Ibiza, right.
But some people say Ibiza.
Yeah.
Which is fine. I mean,
we've heard various amount of ways to say
different
it.
Variations from each guest, but I'm glad we can clear it up now. Now it's okay to say any of them. So what was that like?
Well, first of all, I started playing really butt clubs. Like like really shitty bars and lounges kind of thing. And eventually just started getting better. I was never like a shy guy. I was always talking to people and trying to, meet promoters, whatever. I was that annoying guy. I was
trying to convince
people. And, eventually I started getting some recognition in Madrid.
Mm-hmm.
And I played a show in Ibiza. That was my first like proper gig, let's say, because one of the owners was in Madrid. He saw me playing, blah, blah. So he wanted me to play in Ibiza like for 30 minutes.
Right.
It went well.
Just a small set.
And then from there, it was just like step by step pretty much. But Ibiza was a really important thing for me, definitely.
Well, I'm sure. I mean, just to think of, I started DJing at a pretty young age and I was doing bars and stuff like that, like, but in New Jersey. So
it's not quite the same,
I'm sure like the shittiest bar in Ibiza is still nicer than one of the nicest spots in Jersey. So the song Cream, how did you link up with Tuhamo?
Very funny, actually, how it all happened. I made a very rough version of of the original sample, which is, I thought it was from Federico Franchi, but I found out that he's even like way older. That's what I heard. Well, anyways,
that's usually the case. You know, like people think, oh yeah, it's like a sample from like the 90s, but it's like a sample from the 70s.
So I made a rough version of that sample just for my sets, and then I was playing in Germany.
Okay.
And I'm good friends with him because we're in the same agency, and I was texting with him. So, and we were actually, it happened that we were driving on like the same road but opposite direction.
Right.
So we stopped at a gas station.
That's awesome.
You know, and I was like, yo, I have this idea. What do you think? It's just for my sets. And he loved it. He's like, can you send me the parts? Maybe we can make a track together if
That's
we
so
can
funny.
Clear the sample.
Right.
But anyways, I sent him the stems the day after. He worked on it. He changed the drop a little bit.
Yeah.
It kept the break, and then that's pretty much how it happened, very fast.
That's pretty crazy. Cool. Yeah, he's a cool dude. We hung out at Pasha one night, and shit got rowdy. So.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. But so we were watching the video before, because I hadn't seen it until like 10 minutes ago, and this video is pretty wild.
Yeah, unfortunately, it's the edited video, though.
Well, no, I have the uncensored one.
Oh,
They're right there.
Oh, I'm missing out.
There's boobies everywhere.
They're right just sitting here on my screen. But you weren't even on set for this video.
No, I wasn't. Actually, I didn't even know they were doing a music video for it. It was like our management directly with Spinning Records. Yeah, and then my manager emails me the link. He's like, yo, check this out. We just made a video for him. I'm like, okay, that's cool.
You're like, oh, cool. Like, it's going to be like skateboarders or something.
Exactly.
It's kind of one of those videos you probably wanted to be on set for.
Yeah.
Definitely.
When you watch it, did you like get on the phone with your manager? Like, why wasn't I informed of this?
Yeah, true. I mean, just like, are you sure we're not going to get in trouble for this? And he's like, no. All good.
Yeah, just, you know, throw some blurs over there. It's fine. It's the internet. Screw it. So other than Tuhamo, who else have you kind of worked with that was like really cool?
Well, one of my better friends, let's say, in the music industry, Dennis Koyu. I've been touring with him for a while. He's super, super nice. Super nice guy. Amazing producer.
Yeah, for sure.
For most of the stuff of productions I've done so far, it's been a lot of solo releases, I think. I'm not the biggest fan of like emailing people, yo, you want to call up, your stuff like that. I think it has to happen a little bit more organic.
You know,
like the track with Tujamo, for instance. It happens so fast.
Yeah, that's about as organic as it gets.
Exactly.
Gas station. hey, check this out.
So, I think Dennis, I made a track with Too Loud, I believe, like a year and a half ago.
Yeah.
Most of the stuff solo, I believe. So, yeah.
Very cool. So you started producing when you were, what, 14?
A little bit later, I think. I started DJing or messing around when I was like 15. Uh-huh. So I think around 16, 17.
Now, were you always into like electronic music, or did you start out kind of like in a different scene and then got introduced to it?
So I used to play classical music.
Oh, wow.
On the piano.
Uh-huh.
But I hated it. I hated it. So I just liked it because I liked the instrument, but I hated the music. And then one of the first albums I ever bought was Homework by Daft Punk.
Yeah.
It had a lot of electronic songs in it. Then that's when I found out guys, you know, like Fede Legrand, for instance, when he used to play more tech house kind of stuff. Tiesto, when he was more trancy.
Yeah.
The old Axwell and Ingrosso, Steve Angello, blah, blah, Eric Morillo, Roger Sanchez. So then those were like my biggest inspirations.
Influences, right. Very cool. Yeah, I mean, those are some great influences. So, you've been touring a lot recently. What would you say your like favorite venue or festival has been that you've played so far?
That's a tough question, man. The thing is that it's so difficult to choose.
Yeah,
I think over the past 4 years that I've been traveling a little bit more intense, let's say, I've played most of the mayor festivals, I think, and also clubs. I mean, there's obviously a lot of clubs that I haven't played. There's thousands of clubs all over the world. But I don't know. I mean, I cannot choose just one show. For instance, in the U.S., I used to love Pasha New York.
Yeah.
That was one of my favorite clubs.
Same here, man. Same here.
Right? Like, it's not like the most, fancy club, whatever, but the energy was just incredible. So I was very sad when I found out that it was going to close. I really like Live and Story in Miami, one of my favorite clubs. And New City Gas in Montreal. That's amazing.
That's more like a warehouse feel, isn't it?
Definitely.
Yeah,
definitely. It's like a really big club, but still with a warehouse kind of feel.
Right.
And you know, like festivals, most of the festivals like EDC,
Electric
Zoo, I don't know, you know, all those big
Ultra festivals. And stuff like that.
Well, you have a video on your YouTube, Danny Avila TV number 11, where you talk about Webster Hall, Story, Hakkasan.
Yeah.
Out of those three, which would be your favorite playing?
Well, I would choose Webster Hall just because I love raves and, you know, like that kind of shows. I love Hakkasan and I love all those clubs, but they're more VIP.
Yeah it's all about the tables there.
Exactly, which is still great, you know. I mean, you have to play every type of club, I believe, but I like the high energy and the wild.
Just
wild
the gritty crowds. Like kids going ape shit crazy. Exactly. Yeah.
The Webster Hall shows are usually good. I saw Alesso there. It was cool.
Yeah.
It's just not just like your everyday like dance fan. It's just everybody who shows up to Webster Hall goes.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I've been in line and seen like tourists just like show up like, ooh, what's this place? And it's like, then they walk in, they're like, holy fuck, like shit's
popping
up.
There's also so many different floors that people just kind of wander.
It's a rat's nest in there though.
Yeah, pretty much.
We're looking at your Instagram earlier, and we were doing some stalker Steph status stalking. We were scrolling pretty far down, and there's a picture of you just fully naked in Mykonos, like ass out.
I was not expecting that one.
How did that happen? Was that like the morning after a real rough night, and you were just like, "Fuck it"?
So I arrived like 2 hours before my show.
Oh wow!
And Yeah, like because my flight got delayed, I missed the connection. So when I got to the hotel, I was like, wow. I had honestly like one of the sickest hotels I've ever stayed at.
Yeah, from this picture, it looks like it.
With the best view. And I was leaving like 8 hours after that too. Uh-huh. I think I was going to Ibiza. And then I was like, I have to do something to like, you know, just make this
make
work.
The trip, yeah. You know? Take advantage of the...
So I was like, I don't know, I just got out of the shower. I just took a picture. I was naked. So I was like...
So what? You're just like, wait, who took that picture?
Exactly, that's what I was gonna say. I'll never answer that question.
Oh man, yeah, that was good. I was scrolling down, I was just like, oh, okay, there's Danny's ass, cool.
You know, like I got some shit from it.
Yeah,
but in the end, I don't.
Ah,
care,
who cares? You know, it's a butt. Get over it, people. God, grow up. So let's get into some more music. This next song is Czech. How did this song come about? What was your inspiration going into this?
Check. That one took me a little bit more time.
Yeah.
Didn't happen that fast. I made the drop as a simple loop. I wanted to do something a little bit more housey, not that banging. And I was struggling a little bit on the breakdown. I didn't really know what to do. So I was playing around with a little bit more housey elements, not that melodic. Came out with that melody on the break. Fit to the drop very good.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, that's pretty much it. I think I finished that one because that one came out after Cream, I believe.
Yeah.
But I finished it before Cream.
Oh.
So a little bit, you know.
Right.
Yeah. Never really know when you're going to release
stuff. Yeah, the labels have all the say in that. Yeah, we'll put this one on first.
Yeah, that's a pain in the ass.
Yeah. All right, so let's get into it. Here's Check by Danny Avila on the Beats and Booze podcast.
Check this out. Yeah. Check this out.
Start to feel it. Get your blood pumping. Let's get excited.
Hey, what's up? This is Mim.
I'm Liv.
We're Nervo, and make sure you follow the show on Twitter and Instagram at Beats and Booze.
All right, so that was Check by Danny Avila here on the Beats and Booze podcast. And right before the break, we were talking, you know, about your creative process. And because you do a lot of stuff solo, you feel like you want outside, like, ears to give you a hand, or do you just kind of step away and come back to it?
Not really. I mean, when you collaborate with someone else,
right,
it's obviously, it might be easier because, you know, you're combining both ideas, mm-hmm, I guess.
Two different styles, yeah.
But in my case, the thing is that I get very inspired, but, you know, by all the places I travel to, and, you know, I travel pretty much all over the world.
Yeah.
So if something doesn't work, I just go to the next thing.
Mm-hmm. Much.
So if you know, if I'm stuck on something or on a melody or a project or something, I just try to go on something else, maybe go back to it. I'm not the type of guy that tries to work on a track on 3 days straight and finish it.
And finish it, right.
Yeah.
It takes me quite a long time because I'm constantly working on different projects at the same time.
Right.
Eventually, I get to finish my stuff. I at least I try.
So. You'll get back to it. Yeah. No, that's cool though, because I think it's like really interesting how, like, what, you know, different people's creative processes are, because, you know, some people will like lock the doors and they'll finish a track in like 2 days versus, you know, kind of working on it a little bit here, coming back to it. Is there any kind of like, you know, because you say you draw your influences from like different places you go, is there any sound or like vibe of music that you're really feeling right now?
What I do think is that the tempo is changing a little bit.
Yeah.
As you can hear also on radio, and like there's stuff going 100 BPM or even 150 BPM. I'm playing some of that stuff in my sets as well. I'm not, that doesn't mean I'm going to be a trap DJ now, but I feel like it's cool. I play some hip hop stuff in my sets now. I play some trap, some Mumbaton stuff as well.
I hated trap for a little while.
Well, because it was
in the beginning, I didn't like it.
At the beginning, it wasn't that great yet.
No,
like it was kind of just like
it was very different. Yeah,
yeah.
When he first like started, it was like 140 BPM, which felt a little bit slow.
Yeah.
But now all the trap stuff that's going on is just awesome.
Yeah. I got to see Slander live.
Okay.
Once I saw them, I was like, all right, I like it now.
Yeah, exactly.
They pretty much changed everything.
Yeah. But like all these guys, like Valentino Can, DJ Snake,
love
all these guys are killing it. You know, I really like their stuff.
I was just listening to a set he did like before one of his big sets from this past Miami, where it was just like an hour of just like hard techno.
Really?
Yeah, from him, like just like his personal favorites. It was fucking dope.
Wow.
Yeah, it was really cool. But like, speaking of that, throwing like hip hop and stuff into your sets, do you find that frustrating because like you want to stick to the kind of dance music, or do you find it refreshing?
The thing is that people try to attack you. So,
you
know, oh no, he's a trap DJ. Oh no, he plays progressive house.
Right.
In my case, if you know, look at, for instance, my radio show for the past 2.5 years, my music perspective is so diverse that I play like from 8 hours tech house sets, which are actually online, you can see it on video.
Yeah.
From really deep underground kind of stuff to like more trap kind of thing. So I'm very diverse, so I try to always keep my signature, my energy, I think, but try to, you know, otherwise it gets too repetitive.
Yeah, it gets a little stale, you know?
You know? So for me, it's just more fun, dude. It's just the way I sit, you know?
Yeah, just get to play a little bit of everything. Yeah. No, that's cool. I agree. I mean, we've had other artists on the show that have kind of said, like, if you're on a house stage or like a dance stage, like you should keep it dance. Like you shouldn't go too much trap or hip hop, stuff like that. But then again, it's like, you know, you're playing to the crowd. So
exactly. I mean, you have to keep it balanced. That doesn't mean that, you know, because you play a hip hop club, you have to play all the hip hop.
Yeah.
No, you know, but in my case, I think I find a pretty good balance between my own style, what people know me for, I think, and the stuff, the new stuff that I want to play, you know, which is very exciting, I think, you know, always trying to, you know, keep a balance on, you know, new stuff. And
yeah, absolutely. Yeah. In your recent sets, is there any track that you're like just your go-to track? Any track you've been really loving?
Actually, yeah. There's a track from Flostradamus called Mosh Pit. I don't think it's new.
Oh, yeah. I know it. Yeah.
But
I wish you could see his face for the people listening just now.
It's big. I really like that one.
Yeah, no, that's a dope track.
Play some more music.
Yeah, let's go to it. This next track is called Close Your Eyes. You want to set that up for us?
Yeah, the singer is actually a guy.
You're right.
You think it's a girl, but it's a guy. It's
interesting.
Case from Sweden, talented guy. So he sent me a very, very, very rough demo of the track. It was really basic. I really liked it. We just went back and forth a few times, and we made the track in... It took a year, actually, to finish it. We went through so many versions, yeah. Yeah, it took a year, but...
That's a while, but, you know, once you... I feel like if you're not happy with it, you shouldn't put it out, you know, so...
Definitely. No, but still one of my biggest tracks in my sets.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I always close my sets with that track most of the time, so...
Cool. Okay, so here's Close Your Eyes by Danny Avila on the Beats and Booze podcast. So that was Close Your Eyes by Danny Avila here on the Beats and Booze podcast. It's that time of the show.
Yeah.
That's
the best part of the show.
The question part. So Gareth Emery was our last guest, and he left you a question for you to answer. His question was, what's the dumbest expensive purchase you've made once you started like kind of making money and were comfortable enough to make a dumb purchase?
Okay. So I don't know what he means with expensive, but... I think one of the most stupid things I did was when the hoverboards came out.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I was obsessed with them, and I was like, I have to buy one. They were kind of expensive. Now you can buy one for like $200.
Yeah.
Yeah. They got cheaper and cheaper.
Yeah. When they came out, it was like, I don't know, $2,000
uh-huh.
or even more. And I bought one of those, and then a couple of weeks after, one of the owners or whatever from this brands hit me up on Instagram. It's like, I just saw that you like these things. I want to give you one for free.
And I'm like, oh, great.
And I'm like, are you for real?
I think that's the new thing. If you like something, just post a picture with it. And then,
right? Reach out. It actually works.
Just go to the store and stand with it. And
exactly. Somebody take a picture. Okay, so now you have to leave a question for our next guest.
Okay. I've thought of a question. Might be a little stupid.
No.
But I'm curious.
There's no stupid
I don't even
questions.
Know who the next guy is, but I want to know. Have you ever woken up naked on the beach?
That's a good question. Cool. All right. So there it is. Thank you so much for coming by. If you want to plug all your socials, where people can find your stuff.
I mean, I'm everywhere. I mean, I'm addicted to Snapchat, man.
What's your Snap name?
It's Danny Avila. Okay. Altogether. On Instagram is Danny Avila.
Right.
And everywhere, YouTube, Facebook. I guess you put my name, just find me, right?
Perfect. Yeah. No, we'll post all the links under our SoundCloud posting.
Great.
I'm DJ Spirito. Catch me on Snapchat as well because I love Snapchat. We do all kinds of behind the scenes stuff at DJ Spirito, SPIRITO. I almost forgot how to spell my name. Flips.
This kid's a little ridiculous on Snapchat. Like, he's the worst.
People want to see, okay? No. I do it for the people.
Right.
That's it.
Radio Flips on Instagram and Twitter, and we're also at Beats and Booze on Instagram and Twitter.
Boom. Done. Dude, thank you so much.
Thank
Have a
you
great
guys.
Time tonight.
Thanks
Let us so know much. Next time you're in the city. We'll all rage.
Yeah. Thank you, guys.
All right.
Soon.
Peace.
Ciao.
The Beats and Booze Podcast.
Fuck you, Gerald!